Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. We have been discussing the idea of a chazaka on karka, on real estate, that provides us with a basis for saying that a person who's in the karka for 3 years, there's a basis to say that he is the new owner because the old owner has not protested. Now, the Mishneh here tells us, Kol chazaka she'eni mataina, but anytime you have a chazaka, the person's been in there for 3 years, but they have no taina, they have no explanation, reasonable explanation for why the karka, this real estate, should be theirs, ain't a chazaka. That is not a chazaka, and the Mishnah will illustrate how. Ketzad, how is this? Amar lo, the previous owner says to him, Ma ta osa besoch shali, what are you doing in my land? And he's been there for 3 years already. Vu amar lo, and his explanation is not that he purchased it and he's lost his document showing that it's his, but rather he says, Shalom, Amar li adam davar me'olam. Well, because no one told me not to be here. Basically, I'm just squatting. So, of course, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka. Even though I've been there 3 years and the previous owner did not protest, that doesn't give us a basis to say that the karka should just automatically be yours. The only basis that the karka should be yours is if you say that I bought it, or it was given to me as a matana, but I lost the document. But just to say no one's ever said anything to me, that doesn't automatically make it yours. However, shemachartali, if the person who's been there for 3 years says, that's because you sold it to me, that's why I am here. Shenasatali b'matana, you gave it to me as a gift. Or avicha mecharali, your father sold it to me. Or avicha nesanali b'matana, or your father gave it to me as a gift. Harezu chazaka, that's aval et chazaka, because I'm giving a basis for why I should legitimately be in this karka. Another example the Mishnah gives is v'haba mishum yerusha einu tzarach taina, that somebody who comes along and has been in the karka for 3 years, and he says, the reason I've been here for 3 years is because I inherited it from my father. So einu tzarach taina means I don't need to an explanation of how my father got the karka. I don't have to explain that. I don't have to have a basis for that. The very fact that I have been here for 3 years is enough. Now, the Gemara adds one element to this, and that is, we do need to have witnesses that his father acted as the owner of this karka for at least one day. There has to be witnesses that he was the person who operated in this karka as if it was his. Then, subsequent to that, if I've been there for 3 years after his passing, that can be a chazaka, even though we don't know how it originally got to my father. Now the Mishnah will switch gears and tell us of a number of different people who, despite their being there in the karka for 3 years, it does not qualify as a chazaka, because the fact that the original owner, the previous owner, did not protest is not anything significant. It doesn't really prove anything, because there's a rationale for why he might not have protested against these individuals. And these individuals are as follows. Ha'umnin, somebody who is a craftsman who's been hired to work in the karka. The true owner may not have protested because he doesn't have to protest against somebody who's working there. And the now comes along the Uman and says, well, it was really mine and I had lost my document. That doesn't provide a chazaka. V'hashutfin, or partners. They're partners in a karka, and one of the two partners was in there exclusively for 3 years without the other partner. That still doesn't prove anything, because partners sometimes don't protest against each other. V'harisin, also, when it comes to sharecroppers, a sharecropper who's been there and hasn't given any percentage to the original owner, and maintains that he is the full owner of the property, that's not valid, because the reason the original owner didn't protest is because he's an aris, and the Gemara actually says this is not actually a regular sharecropper. This is what's called an aris of bate avos. He's somebody who, it's an intergenerational sharecropper, that it's been in the family for generations, and under those circumstances, that isn't not going to be considered a chazaka. And in those circumstances, a intergenerational sharecropper cannot be removed once it's been there for several generations, meaning he can't be removed as a sharecropper. But again, it doesn't prove that the karka has been sold to him, because he may just still be a sharecropper, but the original owner doesn't say anything against him. V'hapetrupin, also somebody who's functioning as a trustee for a minor, also, if he was previously a trustee, he may still just be a trustee, and the fact that he's been there 3 years without and acting as if he's the owner doesn't prove anything. So ein lohem chazaka, these people do not have a chazaka. Additionally, the Mishnah says ein lo ish chazaka benichsei ishto. A man has no chazaka in the property that belongs to his wife. Let's say it's nichsei maluk, which normally a husband is able to eat the peiros, he can eat the fruit from that, that karka, from that real estate. However, and the Mishnah is addressing, even in a case where the man said before they consummated the marriage, when she was still in Arus, in the first stage of marriage, he said to her, I am not going to have any connection to your property or even from the fruits of your property. So under that circumstance, when they do actually get married, he's not able to eat from the peros, so therefore there's all the more reason to say, you could potentially say that the fact that he's operating in this karka as the owner is a reason you might think that that's a good chazaka. No, the fact is that sometimes the woman, even in a circumstance where he's not permitted to eat the fruit, sometimes she'll just let him go and let him eat the fruit. It doesn't prove that he's purchased the karka from her. V'lo le'isha chazaka b'nechse bala. Also, the opposite, a woman does not have a chazaka in the nechasim of her husband. Even if, let's say, he's designated a certain field for her to get her sustenance from, and in this instance she's eaten from a different field, still it's not the derech, it's not the way for him to be makbid, for him to be insistent against his wife and say that she can't utilize the field. So the fact that she's utilizing this field for 3 years without him saying anything doesn't prove anything. Additionally, v'lo la'av l'nichsei ha-ben, also a father does not have a chazaka in the nechasim of his son, because the son might not be machmed against the father. V'lo l'ben b'nichsei av, and the son doesn't have a chazak in the nechasim of his father. The father might not protest either, even though it still belongs to the father. B'med d'var mamurim. So when is all of this true that we've been talking up until this point about chazaka? This is b'machzik. This is when somebody has been trying to prove that he owns the area by virtue of the fact that he's there for 3 years. However, aval benosin matana, somebody who gives a gift, va'achin shechalku, or brothers that divide up the property of their late father, and each one wants to take ownership of his chelak, of his part, va'machzik benichsei ager, let's say somebody, a convert dies and he has no yorshim, he has no inheritors, and somebody wants to take possession of these properties that are at this point hefker, have no ownership. So in that case, na'al, if he creates a door to this area, v'gadar, or he fences in the area, u'paratz, or he makes an opening, kolshu, even a small opening, harezu chazaka, that's considered to show that he has shown ownership. And in this case, since you're not competing against anybody else, you're not making a claim against somebody else's claim, there's no need for 3 years, but rather just the very fact that you've done one of these activities that shows ownership, that itself creates the ability to make a kinyan, and you have taken possession and ownership of that area.